Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Be Unique Unscripted, because an authentic life is unscripted. Presented by Bronner House Museum, Eliza Kaler, the spiritual therapist, and Little Green Oasis. Unscripted brings you amazing guests and open mic nights every Thursday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an opportunity to learn more. Visit our calendar on beunique.org to see who we have scheduled to appear next. That's BUNEKE.org.
Well, hello, everybody. This is Wednesday night instead of Thursday, because tomorrow's Thanksgiving. We're not going to do a show on Thanksgiving. We're going to be spazzing out and overstuffed and with family. But I am your host, Mary Brotherton, and I'm here with Gene Albertson, my co-host. Hi, Gene.
Howdy. How you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. I'm excited because I'm going to go see my family tomorrow. Two boys and a grandson and a daughter-in-law, so that'll be kind of cool. And I'm not cooking a thing. So tonight is the last week of the month, so guess who our guest is?
Oh, my favorite guest of the
month. Eliza Kaler. And just for anybody who doesn't know, Eliza lets the spirit realm download. She doesn't block out those little voices. And I'll tell you, sometimes I'll go to her and I'll ask her for affirmation, because I do hear those voices. They're like whispers from 10 miles away from me, where Eliza hears them through a megaphone, I think. And a couple of days ago I was there, I said, Eliza, ask them if I'm supposed to be doing this. And she said, no, absolutely not. I said, good. I didn't think so, but I just wanted to make sure. So tonight is super, super special because we have Claire here. Hi, Claire. Hi, Eliza.
Hi. Hello.
Hey, everybody.
I'm going to, Claire, what's your husband's name?
My husband's name is Darren.
All right. I'm going to let him in and see if he wants to talk. Otherwise, he can just lurk around.
Yeah, he may.
Hi, Darren. How are you?
Yeah, Darren, doing well, thank you.
Do you just want to listen, or do you want to participate?
I'm better off in stealth mode and leave the talking to Claire and Lisa.
Okay, then I'm gonna mute your phone. You mute your button.
Yep.
But you know, if you're near Claire, just wave at her and tell her you want to come back on the show if you need to.
Okay, I'll see if I get tempted.
Okay, I'm going to mute your microphone. And we've got two other guests that I need to find out who they are and see if they want to talk or if they're just wanting to listen. We're going to start with someone with an 863 area code. Who are you? Hello?
Hello?
Who's there from 863?
I think it could be a friend of mine called
Sarah. Could be.
Hi.
She'll probably
hi. Sarah, I don't know how to speak.
Speak like you're on a telephone call.
Can you hear me now?
Hi, Sarah.
I hear you.
I don't know if anybody
Do you want to actually speak, or you just want to kind of hang back?
I'll hang back and listen.
Okay, then I'm gonna mute your microphone.
Okay.
All right, let's see who else we've got here. Somebody from 312 area code.
That's me.
Who's me?
My name is Debbie.
Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. Hi.
Lisa?
Hello.
Claire, do you know who Debbie is?
Hello. I know Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Okay.
Hello.
I know Debbie since I'm 7 or 8 years old.
Oh, wow. So you want to hang out? hang out with us, or you want me to mute you?
Sure, whatever you want.
Okay, well, anyway, I'm going to dig in here and just start talking for a second, because that's a hard thing for me to do. Gene and I typically go on a road trip every Wednesday. We didn't do it today because I was chicken to get out on the traffic. But it's a two-hour trip one way, and he and I never stop talking. Anyway, we're here tonight to talk about mediumship, if I understood, Elisa, right?
Yes, ma'am.
I actually wrote an article about a man, and he helped me come up with the title for the article. And he said, why don't we say a small man is really a medium, because he's a petite-sized guy. I'm like, okay, that works. I think it was a small man is a large medium or something like that. Anyhow, tell us what mediumship actually is.
Well, mediumship is a frequency of energy that can be acquired through understanding how to work with energy and meet energies that have been, that are like me here, to the other side when people pass, and bring that energy in a heightened connection together to be able to communicate. And it's hard for people to understand. But
when my grandmother told you to tell me I needed to filter my words so that people wouldn't misunderstand me, you were acting as a medium.
I was, yes.
Okay.
Well,
what happens is
it's like a radio station. This is how it had always been explained to me when I was learning. It's like a radio station, and you change the channel to get a high frequency to connect to loved ones who've passed on the other side. And it's learning how to, when you understand, you know, learning energy and how to play with it and fine tune it, then you can get a really clear channel to listen to our messages that are coming from loved ones who've passed on the other side. So it's interesting. I brought Claire on tonight. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about Claire. Claire has been in my life for a very long while now, about a decade. And we met when I had actually started my healing journey and started to do more of this medium work and energy work. And when I met Claire, I looked at her and I said, you're supposed to be doing the same thing I'm doing. And so she kind of pushed it away for a little while and then ended up stepping into doing this line of work. And she's a very gifted medium. It's interesting because she's very powerful and very gifted in a way to connect in a very detailed way when she does her work. And so I always told her, she's my little soul sister, we should do a show together and explain to the people how mediumship works so they can have a better understanding. And, you know, instead of, you know, after the show, after we speak, and if someone wants to, you know, call in and try to connect to a loved one, I can absolutely do so. And if, you know, Claire has requested not to do that tonight, and that's okay. If she changes her mind, that's okay too. But at the same time, you know, it's just telling people about how mediumship works, because so many people have a misunderstanding and a judgment about it. And it's so not like what people think. So I asked Claire to join on the show tonight to let us both talk about and teach about mediumship. And actually, Claire's line of work is more fine-tuned with the mediumship. I do a lot more of healing work, although I do the mediumship. But Claire's line of work is mediumship primarily, and she's an amazing gifted healer. So I will bring her in. Hello, Claire.
Hello, Elisa. Thank you for that wonderful, warm welcome. I really appreciate being here, and thanks to Mary and Jean too. And Yeah, I'd love to explain a little bit about mediumship, and you know, likewise, Elisa is a wonderful healer and medium as well. And you know, everyone is very unique. There is not one medium or healer the same, and there's, you know, everyone has their own abilities and their own gifts. But for me, you know, I've studied at the World Foremost College for Advancement of Spiritualism and Psychic Science, which is called the Arthur Findlay College in Stansted in the UK. And it's really important for people really starting out on the journey of mediumship to really get a foundation, because, you know, it's like, you know, you're not going to build a house and not have a foundation. So it takes, you know, many years to really get a foundation and to be able to enhance mediumship. And, you know, people, you know, think, oh, you know, they can just do this, you know, over a few weeks. And, of course, sure, you can get some understanding. But to really get a strong connection, you really have to have a very good foundation. And, yeah. I was very fortunate to be able to study at the college and go from there.
Uh-huh.
And so really, you know, being a medium, what that means is that we are a conduit between the spirit world. We are the conduit for the spirit world to communicate with their loved ones here. And we actually serve the spirit world. The spirit world, the spirit world don't serve us. You know, they are in control. We are very honored and privileged to be able to do this for the spirit world. And so really, you know, for me, it was just a real kind of soul journey, really, that I was just really pulled along. And, you know, it's taken many years to get to this point where I know this is kind of what I really, my purpose in life, and really to be able to connect someone that's lost someone is just, you know, so much healing that can take part. And that's what mediumship is all about. It's all about healing. And, you know, love is like life. It can never die. And, you know, if we can spread that, and, you know, people say, you know, they've lost a loved one. Yes, physically they have, but their love is, and their soul has still carried on. And it's just really, you know, make people aware and being open to signs from the spirit world, because they constantly give us signs, you know, whether, you know, we see cardinals, whether there's a song on the radio that comes on that, you know, connects us, brings that memory, sparks that off. You know, our loved ones are always trying to give us signs, which, you know, is wonderful if we were just kind of just open to that. So really it's just an amazing feeling, you know, to be able to bring through someone's loved one, and for that person that's lost them to feel them as well. And it just creates so much healing. And for me, that's what it's about. And I know that's you know, what Elisa strives to do as well. And everything has got to come from love. It's got to come from a good place, and light attracts light. And so really that's what I'm all about. And, you know, people come and when they go for readings, you know, for me personally, everyone works differently. And I'm not, you know, doubting any other medium out there. But for me personally, I think, you know, you have to have a lot of responsibility. And when I'm with a client, you know, it's very important to say, you know, don't have any expectations who you'd like to come through, because us as mediums, we're not in control who from the spirit world comes through. And it may be someone that is very unexpected. And, you know, that person that you were hoping for may not come through. And it's not because they don't love you. It's because they can't use me as a medium at that time. Now, what happens is the spirit world, they kind of get to know us. So someone from the spirit world that wants to connect with their loved one, it's like they plan it so far in advance. They are so intelligent. So they will know, and they'll get to know me. They get to know kind of my strengths and weaknesses, how they can communicate best with me. whether it's through clairvoyance, which is like the clear seeing, or maybe it's the clear cognizance, the clear knowing, the clear sentience, the feeling, you know, the clear audience, the clear hearing, you know, clairgustience, whether it's through taste, but, you know, you can actually taste things, you know, maybe it might be in their favorite sweet or something, and all of a sudden I could be tasting something that actually I actually taste, but actually their loved one loved. And, you know, it's these little things that have such an impact and such confirmation for the client, you know, for the recipient. And, you know, and it's all about bringing memories through. So, as I was saying, you know, I'm not in control who comes through. That is down to the spirit world. But it's whoever can use me the best. And also it's what the client needs at that time as well. The spirit world always knows best.
Yeah.
But whatever happens, it's always a healing experience, and that's how it should always be. And so for me, that's, you know, that's important that the client also knows. And also to not feed the medium. I don't know if you've heard that term before.
No.
You know, yeah, because quite often, you know, depends on whether it's a private reading or whether it's a public demonstration. But it's always good to kind of, you know, give some instructions to your recipients, to your client. And when you're giving information from their loved one, you know, you want them to say yes, no, or I don't know. Because you don't want to feed a medium ever. You know, you want to prove to the skeptics that there is life after death. And
that's why Elisa always shuts me up when I start telling her about my family. Don't tell me anything. I don't want to know anything about you.
Exactly, because what happens, you know, you kind of want to quieten that left side of your brain. You know, you don't want to get that involved as much. You kind of want to put that on a pause so your brain, you know, your mind doesn't kind of kick in. You really want to blend with that spirit person, that communicator, that loved one, because the stronger you can bring them through, and you can really feel them, and Elisa knows this, you know, you start feeling their mannerisms, you may suddenly, you know, feel, oh, you're kind of slouched over, and you say, oh, I know, you know, I feel this is your grandmother or your mother, or, and, you know, I know they've had a problem with their back, and you actually become them. And then when that blending takes place, that's when the healing really, and you can just see on the recipient's face, the body language, that, and they know and they feel the presence of their loved one. And for me, that is what it's all about. You are just the conduit, and you reunite. We are the voice for the spirit world. We are the voice for their loved one. And for me, that's just really, really important. Elisa, I mean, that's how you work. You know, you just give what you're given from the spirit world. You know, as mediums, you know, it doesn't make any sense to us, but it will to the recipient. And
We learn to trust
and surrendering. And, I believe, and I'm sure Elisa agrees with me, you know, everyone, you know, has psychic abilities and, you know, and mediumship as well. And it's just being aware and understanding and getting to know your own energy and how that feels. And, and going to sit in meditation, going to sit what I call within the power. And when I say within the power, it's like building your own power and expanding your own aura. So you open up all these different clairs, all these different senses that you have, which the spirit world are able to blend with you and use for you to translate and interpret exactly, you know, what they're trying to say, you know, how they're feeling, and you can then pass that on. So there's a lot involved without getting too complicated. And it's just an amazing thing. And I'm grateful every day. And, you know, I'm just excited to be able to, you know, connect with many people as I possibly can. So
it helps with the grief and the healing of the grief. And it helps with, you know, the compassion and the love. I have worked with a lot of people, and each time we do a connection to a loved one, it's interesting how we even have different experiences ourselves. Like, you know, sometimes I'll get a smell or I'll see something, like, you know, that the person, what they look like or what they spoke like or their mannerisms. I even had it where, you know, my body was used as a portal for them to speak to loved ones, and they were reciting sentences and, you know, things that they had just spoke about before the passing. And yeah. I don't know these people, but it blew me. I guess they were like, what the heck? But, you know, when you shift yourself to a different frequency, you can make this connection to the spirit world, and you do get a very clear channel. And so when people ask questions or say, can you ask my brother to tell you what shirt he wore? It doesn't work like that. But there's like this connection, you know, and people want to know. But I always tell people, tape it, you know, when they come through. But because I don't always, it's not like they're coming through our mind. It's more like it's just coming through the spirit way, and we understand how to connect to that frequency. Mm-hmm. So we're just here to bring the downloads to, you know, earthbound and give the message to the people. Agree, Claire?
Yeah, totally. And, you know, and it is hard and it is difficult when you do get requests, and sometimes you can't answer, you know, they can't be answered. And it's not that we don't know the answer necessarily, it's the spirit world, you know, their loved one may not want to communicate that at the end of the day, that they are in control, and it's what they want to say rather than what we want them to say.
When she gave me that message from my grandmother, that was not something I was expecting to hear. And especially from that particular grandmother. Yeah. If it had been from my other grandmother, I'd have thought, okay, well, I get it. But when it mm-hmm. came from grandma, I'm like, what? And the way she explained it and described her, I knew exactly who it was.
Mm-hmm.
And Claire, I want to tell you thank you, because you answered a lot of my questions, especially about how people receive messages, and also the fact that, you know, you said everybody has psychic abilities. I know that I do. I know mm-hmm. that mine are not fine-tuned. I know that they're getting stronger. That was why I asked Alisa the other day, please see if you can confirm for me if I should be doing this or that. And when the answer came back emphatically, no, I knew that I was hearing what I needed to hear. But like I said earlier, it's almost like the spirits whisper to me from 10 miles away with their back turned away from me and their hand over their mouth. But then there are times that I feel like they're standing inside my ear, bouncing on my eardrum going, Hey, pay attention. And that usually comes to me through numbers.
Yeah, there's just so many different ways that they can connect. It's you know, and it's just being aware of them. And it's quite amazing when you do get these signs. And, you know, it is quite comforting as well to a lot of people.
Yes.
Yes, it is. And sometimes, when the spirit world knows that you're a conduit, and they can, you know, come into your vessel and give a message, a lot of times the spirit world will be persistent and not stop until I give the person the message. I've had that happen.
Oh,
it's like, how do you shut it off? How do you stop?
Let me tell you guys a real quick little story. Years, 30 years ago, probably, or more, I kept getting a message or a feeling. It was just a feeling. I should call Marge. And then as quickly as I got that feeling, I'd think, I don't know her that well. Why would I call her? A few hours later, I'd get the message, call Marge. And then I would dismiss it with, what am I going to say to her? And this went on for about 2 weeks. Call Marge? Nah. Call Marge? I don't think so. Call Marge? Why should I do it? Then I got a call. This was so long ago. This was back when long distance was really long distance. I got a long distance phone call from a mutual friend. And she said, Mary, I want you need to call Marge. And I said, what? She said, God won't shut up until you call Marge. He said that maybe you'll listen to me. You haven't been listening to him. And I said, I don't believe this. I've been thinking about her and wondering what would I say. She said, start with hello. And that was when I knew that I was hearing messages from somewhere outside of myself, but I didn't know what to do with them. But after that, I started trying to pay more attention.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, and they were probably so excited that you got there in the end. And
yes.
Yeah, they will, oh my gosh, the spirit world, that, you know, they'll get your attention every which way they can. And, and now, you know, as you said, you know, when we hear that now, we do pay attention straight away, you know,
oh,
and the more
yes.
in tune you are, the, you know, you're going to react to it. And, you know, it's amazing. You could be driving in the car and, you know, you've been thinking about something and, you know, people, you know, can connect, you know, to the spirit world, you know, their loved ones or their helpers, inspirers and, you know, and ask questions and, you know, and you'll get the answer one way or another, whether it is a song on the radio or you could be driving in the car and you see a truck and there's you know, an answer, literally an answer to your question on the truck. You know, it could be just
yeah.
a word. But
a physical sign.
Exactly. And you just say, thank you. You always show gratitude. Just say, thank
yes.
you. And, you know, and that's what it's all about. And, you know, you can... You know, you know yourself, you could be driving and you know exactly where you're going. You do that journey umpteen times a week. And all of a sudden you'll be driving, you think, you know what, I know I normally go down this street, but you're just feeling the urge not to go down that street and you end
oh.
up turning, you're going a different way. You know, and that again is another knock on the door, you know, pay attention, you know, because God forbid you've gone down that road. Maybe there would have been an accident. Something may have held you up. You know,
that happened to Jean and me just last week.
Always a reason. There's always a reason. And I
yeah.
strongly believe that. And that's the spirit world looking out for you. So, yeah.
I 100% agree.
Super intelligent.
Sometimes
yeah.
when we all sit
yeah.
together, we get messages, you know, from
yeah.
one another, like not from one another, but about the same person, but we'll get different messages for the person. And it's like piggybacking on, and it tells a story. Claire and I have done that.
Yeah.
Where we've sat with someone.
Kind of double linked. Yeah. You know, double link. It's called double link.
We went to a show.
And it's great.
Claire, tell her about, we went to Teresa Caputo's show.
Quite a few years ago.
This was quite a few years ago, and the main floor of UCF was all with Teresa Caputo and all these people, and we were in the nosebleed section. And everyone was up there going, oh, my gosh, they'll never read us. I said, it's okay. You have Elisa and Claire. And
wow.
We ended up reading the people up in the nosebleed section, and they were all, like, surprised at how – on point everything was, and it was so cool because Claire was giving messages, I was giving messages, we had so much fun. We said, we don't need Teresa, we have Elisa and Claire.
Oh, that's amazing.
And it was fun.
Yeah.
And
well,
everybody
they were
was sitting around
us,
wanting
know,
to hear
yeah.
from loved
yeah,
ones.
Was,
so we were thinking, if you want to hear from a loved one, if anybody wants to hear from a loved one this evening, we would open up the line. If anybody got on the line and wanted to listen, we could do a reading. So I didn't
well,
know
that would
if
be cool.
I'll do a reading. But if not, it's okay. And I was going to say, if people on the show don't want a reading, they can actually call up and have one with us in a private session. It could be for me and Claire. Claire's amazing as well. And it would be nice, you know, we were talking about even if we did a piggyback kind of thing and gave people like double affirmation without knowing anything. It'd be kind of cool because
wow.
that's fun too.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, and let's say, you know, each medium is different, but even if we were together giving messages, you know, because Lisa works in a certain way, I work in a certain way, you know, that spirit communicator, that loved one, will be able to use us both in different ways to get as much information, you know, whatever they want to say through as well. So, you know, it's pretty cool actually how that works. So
yes.
Well,
so yeah, that is good.
I would love to know if a particular person I'm thinking of has a message for me. I don't want to give it too much away.
Well, give a name. For me, I need a name.
Merle.
Yeah, see, we'll work differently.
We work differently. Maybe Claire will pick up on your energy and she'll say...
I'm just very curious if Merle has anything to say to me right now with what I'm doing in my house at this moment. And she may not. She has been pretty quiet for a while. But, yeah, she...
Did Merle suffer with back pain?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Because I was making sure I got her. So, I feel like she suffered with some similar health problems as you, Mir. And, but she still got a lot of things done and didn't really complain about it.
You're right.
So she's telling me you have no excuse.
Thanks, Mom.
You have no excuse.
I had 8 children. If I can do it with 8, you can do it with whoever you got.
I didn't know who Merle was, but
that's my mother.
And
that is so like her.
You have no excuse. Okay. So I don't know if Claire got anything different. If she wants to, I don't know. Claire didn't want to read, so I don't know if she wants to, but you might get something.
I'm not a night owl, but of course I never refuse the spirit world. With her, she's very strong personality, I feel, with your mother.
Yep.
And you know, it's kind of what I want to say, tough love. But she does come with love, but she can be tough at the same time, but it all comes from the heart with her. And,
I knew that. Yes.
So I feel that she was the bit of the strict mother, but still very loving in her way as well. And I feel also there was a problem with her throat or something. I feel a little restriction as well with her. So would you understand that she suffered in that area as well?
Not her throat necessarily, but maybe on a different level. Maybe
breathing.
She felt...
maybe she couldn't speak up how she really wanted
well, that,
to say
that's
she
what
felt.
I'm thinking... That never really seemed to be a problem, but maybe there were times that she felt stifled.
A frustration with her. It's like, I want to say stuff, but I can't get it out. With her.
I think that's after she's moved on. She's having difficulty reaching me. And maybe I'm having difficulty.
I just feel with her, I just feel there's a little, let me just go more into it, okay, Mary?
Okay.
It's more frustration.
She was constantly frustrated.
Throughout. Yeah, that's what I'm just feeling with her. But I just feel that you're the one to kind of calm her down, because I just feel that there's, as I'm saying that, I just feel you're around to calming her down with her frustration.
Ability.
Like you were trying to talk. Yeah. Yeah,
demanding. People were demanding on her all the time, and she couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
She had two hands, not 10.
Yeah,
how she's making me feel. But, yeah, she's
I'm not an octopus.
Yes, but she's got a very good sense of humor, actually.
Yes.
She's quite wicked with her humor. And it is making me laugh, actually. It's funny because I have something on my wall that's about laughing, and she's making me look at that. So she thinks this is actually quite funny. Really funny. And, like, she just didn't care about how everyone else would see her. It was just the way she was. And, I love
ankles.
That about her.
She had
love
what?
That about her.
Really thick ankles.
No, okay. She had very skinny ankles. Now, my grandmother might be talking.
Ankles.
My grandmother.
Is that the one who's, like, always slapping everybody with the gloves?
Yep. Get the grandma.
Get the gloves.
Grandma's always got to come through.
Now,
well,
Grandma,
Thanksgiving, so the veil's really thin.
Yeah.
I just got message from someone on the phone who she's on the line. She wants to be brought in from the 312.
Okay, is that from 312?
It's Debbie's. Yes. Yeah,
okay,
can
I'll bring
get
her
a
in.
Reading for her.
Okay, Debbie, you're on the line.
Hello, Debbie.
Debbie?
Are you there?
Debbie?
Debbie is 312?
Yeah.
No, she's still here.
Oh, yeah,
I see
sorry.
Her here.
I have the mute on. Sorry, I'm here.
Oh, Jean, she's playing your game.
I'm not the brightest. It's a little late.
Don't worry about that. That's okay. We don't need bright lights
right
now. It's
late for all of us, Deb. It's past our bedtime. It's all good.
It's okay.
I know.
So we're old. Claire, because I know Debbie, I was going to see if you got anything for her.
Debbie?
Yes.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Thank you very much.
Good.
Yeah, so you're wanting to connect with a loved one?
Yes.
Okay. Elisa, do you say you know Debbie?
I do. I know her almost too well.
Okay. Let me just... I'm feeling, I don't know about you, Lisa, but as I'm disconnecting into with Debbie now, I know there's like, it's not even just one person. Everyone comes together. So I know you come from a very close family. And I feel very large family as well. Would you understand that, Debbie?
Yeah, pretty large.
Your stepdad's okay. Coming through, Deb. That's so weird.
Your stepfather.
That's who came forward to me right away. Wow.
Okay, so he's connecting with you pretty quick. Do you want to go with that, and then I'll jump in?
Yeah, because I feel like he has some deep conversations with you, Deb, and he really misses that.
Oh,
you always calmed him down. And he had a love... You were closer to him as a daughter than his own. Ooh, okay.
Wow.
You guys were super close. Do you understand that?
Yes.
You were the go-to girl. He went to you first. That's what he's telling me. Claire, you have anything?
I'm just connecting in with him. I understand
okay.
I feel that there's letters as well because I'm seeing there's been letters written from him. Would you understand these letters, Deb?
Yeah. Lessons. I mean, like, we used to hang out all the time. He was the greatest.
But also letters, writing. Would you understand the writing?
No.
Letters.
Oh, letters.
Sorry, my accent. Letters. Letters, yes. There's something about the letters. You have some letters. I don't know whether they're from him because there's more than one person that's coming through as well. But I know they're referring to letters.
Letters. That doesn't ring a bell.
Do you have it
me.
From a female or a male? Or is it hard to tell?
Go into it because I know that they're in. There's some documentation or letters. Is this going on around you? There's something going on with, there's paperwork or letters or something. I know it's an importance that is going on. I'm just trying to see who it's connected with. But I know that's what I've been shown.
One of your dogs is coming through too. It's so funny.
Oh.
Elisa, can you
it's the blonde one. It's the lighter one.
The one that bit you?
She says you've been talking about her a lot lately.
Oh, I was just talking about her today.
Okay, well, she's telling me to tell you that, so I'm just telling that to you.
Elisa?
You were showing her favorite treats. Did you buy her favorite treats for the new dog that you have? Because she loved these damn treats. She said it put weight on her.
Well, that's true.
She was always wanting one more than the other one.
Oh.
Is that true?
Of course.
Oh, what?
Your
dog.
She loves food.
She bit me.
Like me.
Greedy.
That's dog food. That's so funny, your dog's coming through.
Well, that's
it's funny
really
because
cool.
We were doing pet communication. It's amazing the, you know, how the pets come through and connect as well. And it's amazing when that happens.
I feel like your stepdad has your dog. He loves dogs.
Oh. He did love dogs.
So fun.
Yeah,
he has
he
both
loves
of them,
dogs.
I hope.
I just see the yellow one or whatever, the cream, the beige one coming through.
Okay.
That's the only one I see. I'll see if Claire picks up anything because, oh my gosh, Mary, your grandma is funny.
What is she doing now?
She's trying to take center stage. Oh my God. It's like a competition. We have them all coming in.
Oh, Grandma.
I feel like your grandma loved her cooking too. She loved to add to the holiday because she's coming through showing me. She's busy cooking for everybody. She
yep.
likes to do that.
Yep. That
but
was her thing.
She's eating along the way before the food comes out. Yeah, that's quite funny. Sneaking in the food before it gets served up. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's her.
What else do you get, Claire? Anything? If Debbie's family all comes through, there's like four of them.
I was going to say, because actually when we invited them, like they did come in as a group, and I was like, oh, there's, yeah, exactly. Which is lovely. You know, it's confirmation that they're all together as well, which is wonderful. Keeping the
there's
family
four
together.
Of them, there's four of them all together. It just faded away. No, there's four people. The dog's separate.
Okay.
I feel like there's three women and a guy, though. But maybe Claire picks up differently. I see three women and a guy. I see your stepdad, and I don't know who the three. Well, one of them I think is your mom, but I don't know who the two other ladies are.
My grandma. And my great-grandma.
No, I don't feel it's your great-grandma. I think it's more of an aunt.
Maybe it's my biological mom.
I don't know. I feel like the aunt has to do with the stepdad's side, like sister, brother, or someone from that side, and then the two others are together. Like, I feel like, but they're all together, all four of them. I don't know who. Your stepdad, I feel, has someone there with him, and then I feel like the two other women are together, like a grandma and your mom. Maybe. Because I feel
it's more maternal
side. But your dad, but the stepdad, I see a sister or a mother, but almost like a sister. It's almost weird. Was his mom like a sister to him more than a mom?
I don't really know. Maybe it's his ex-wife or something. I don't know.
I don't know who it was, but this is what I'm picking up. But Claire, go ahead. See if you pick up what you see.
Yeah, no, I was going to say I don't feel them as strong as they were, so I don't know whether the link's not. Do you feel that they kind of step back a bit? Because I don't feel it my end as much.
Yeah, I feel like Mary's grandma wants to be center stage. But she's just funny. She likes the attention. I don't know what to. I don't know. We'll see if the others come forward.
It's so funny, though, Deb, this dog really is connected to you.
Oh, it's going to make me cry. I'm looking at her picture right now.
Wow, yeah, she's like, really around you, like, strong. Did you always give her, like, little bones to chew, like, little rawhide? She has to have her own bone and go in her own little space to eat it?
I'm trying to, can't remember.
And when I say bones, I don't mean, like, food bones. I mean, like, rawhide bones, like a little bone.
Right,
she had to go in her own little room. She had to eat it in her own separate room because she had to be separated to eat her bone. She wanted her bone and everybody else's bone. What was hers? What was whatever? Everything was hers. She was that bratty little child kind of energy. Everything was mine.
Well, actually, that was like Jolie, the black one. She was like that.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Lexi was pretty chill.
Yeah. It's all good.
Deb, you know,
it's all good.
You know,
I think your family stepped back.
Yeah, I was going to say, Deb, if you have a photo of your dog there that Elisa's talking about, you can, you know, you can sit and communicate as well, you know, just having that connection and feeling their presence. And you can, just like, you know, animals are just like us, you know, humans, you know, they still have feelings and, you know, they're sensitive and they have, you know, they're just souls in a different kind of body. But you can connect with them just as you can connect, you know, with humans, you know, with the mediumship as well. And you can really get that communication going with them and really feel the presence. And, you know, it's quite amazing when you can get that connection with them as well. And they're always around you. They never leave you. Never leave you. Oh, it's quite lovely.
They'll never leave me. They were my babies.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Sometimes when the energies come in, it's sometimes when even when, you know, our loved ones are trying to connect with us, if they're not really sure of how to bring in the frequency, because it's almost like we both have to meet in a certain place, then they pull back in the distance, and then as they start to understand how to connect with ease, they'll be able to come in and connect with ease. And then we get more of a stronger reading or more of a stronger connection. It's like having an energy line. You can plug it in a circuit, and if the circuit's a little weak, then you're not going to get a full energy connection. But when they start to learn how to really make the flow happen, then it comes in really detailed and strong, you know.
And sometimes they just want to come in and just, you know, send their love, you know. They just want you to know that they're there and that they love you, and just come with love as well, you know. Sometimes it's not a lot of words, it's just being present and just coming up to say hi and, you know, to let you know that they're around you as well.
So Deb, actually one of your relatives is coming through, and I feel like they walked with a cane. Who's this one? Who had the cane?
My grandpa.
Because I feel like this person had to use the cane. Kind of was shaky towards the end. That's what I see him coming through as.
Yeah.
But he has an envelope, and he's got a lot of money in there, and he's showing me that he's sealing it up, and he's putting it like he keeps his little money in envelopes, or he did that when he was here.
Interesting.
That's funny. Huh. I just see like a lot of money in envelopes. I don't know.
You know what?
And
I
he kind of would
the
feel
basis.
On them. Oh, you better check. So maybe that's what he's trying to show me, because I see money in envelopes. And it's
maybe
not just like a dollar bill.
It's
like a wad of money.
That's funny that
so
you say that.
Wow.
And
because
the envelopes
right now,
are sealed.
Oh, maybe I should. I have paperwork in the basement from when he died I've never gone through.
Cool. You know what?
Maybe.
Are you saying that, Deb? I am seeing paper. Do you remember I said to you, there's something in a box there are letters, there's paperwork, there's something.
That's right, you did. You did
say
that.
Yeah, and they keep coming back.
Yeah.
You know, when things come back at least three times, I know I have to say it again. I know you said no before, but it kept coming up. And, yeah, I do encourage you to go look in the basement. And
you need to go look,
Jeff. No. I'm not necessarily there's money, but I know there's some documentation or something that you just need to come across because I keep seeing it. I know it's in a box.
Wow.
Okay. Okay. Interesting.
Hmm.
So when you find that wad of money, Deb, you know what's on my wish list?
Yes, I know what's on your list.
I'm just kidding.
The holidays
I know.
Because I think it's hundreds,
land.
Deb.
I'll give you the house with lots of land.
There you go.
That's
oh, my gosh. Want. It's so funny.
I just stop manifesting.
I really feel... we're going to have our land, but I feel like really you go look.
There's so many boxes down there.
Okay. Well, it might be a treasure down there for you. So
go
ahead and.
Okay.
Deb, I don't feel it's a big box.
Okay.
I don't feel it's a big box. Okay.
And there might be important documents that Claire's telling you about that you maybe will lead to where a trust is or something is that you haven't, that maybe was overlooked and you hadn't received yet. Because I feel it has to do with money.
Yeah, I can't see what it is, but I do know that it's something important for you to discover down there.
This is so crazy because my aunt has always told me, you've got to go through Grandpa's documents to find a life insurance policy.
Yeah, there's money attached to this girl, and there's a lot. I'm not talking about a dollar bill either. There's a lot. Okay? So I think you need to do some homework.
Just investigate.
Okay.
See, I'm glad you...
Okay.
Yep, he came forward with his little cane. Grandpa wore glasses, too.
He what?
I feel like he wore his glasses.
He did. Always. He had glasses, yes.
You know what? And he also had a very, I don't know if he had sarcastic energy with his humor, but he was like, he would smile a lot after he'd say something. And everyone's like, what'd you just say to make everyone laugh?
Yeah. He totally was.
Okay. Well, that's Grandpa then. So you need to start looking, girl, because there's something you're missing.
Okay. If it wasn't
so
late and I wasn't so tired, I'd go in the basement right now.
I feel like they're all coming back.
Yeah, they're just coming in. There's lots of love there for you, Deb. They really are.
Yeah.
A strong family bond, actually. It's lovely. So just take their love, and especially Thanksgiving as well, and just know that they're very much around you.
Oh, thank you so much. That makes me
you're
happy.
Welcome. You're very welcome.
All right, so wait a minute. I just wanted to say this. Who's coming through? I think it's your mom. She's holding a banner, and she says, she's so excited that you're going to get this. And I don't know if it has to do with something that you're doing. This has nothing to do with grandpa stuff. This has to do with something you're doing in a business deal or something that you're doing for yourself. And you're really trying hard to get this account. And I think you're going to get it. Mom's like, yes, you're going to get it. You're going to get it. We're all rooting for you. Do you know what this means?
I don't.
Okay. It has to do with a business. It has to do with something you're doing with business or something you're doing with your business deal and you're trying to get something done and they're rooting for you and it's going to happen. I don't know if it's something you're thinking about doing with a business endeavor, but whatever.
Yeah.
But there's something that your mom is showing me that has to do with a business and that something that you're thinking about with business and to go do it, it's going to be good. They're carrying you on that, yes, do it. You're going to get it. You've been trying to get this for a little bit, and now it's finally going to happen. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I think so.
It was kind of, yeah. I don't know if it was put off or there was hesitation around you or maybe like a delay, but now it's like, okay, it's starting to go forward. Okay.
Okay.
And it's actually, they're all cheering. Well, I see mom cheering for you. She's like jumping up and down. It's exciting for you. So I have no idea what you're doing.
Fan.
Your mom was your biggest fan. She's showing me she's showing me her jump. Okay. Well, she's showing me she's rooting for you, girl. So it's all going to happen. I feel very positive energy around whatever you're planning on doing. I have no idea.
Okay, well,
you're
that's
just waiting
awesome.
for somebody to give you the answer or for it to be accepted or I don't know. There's something that there was a delay around it. Now it's going to happen, okay?
Oh, okay.
Ding, ding,
grandma,
ding, ding, the bell goes off.
Grandpa is so funny because he keeps showing me it's not just one envelope. He keeps shaking the envelope like there's a lot. You need to go look, girl. It's an envelope. Go look.
Okay.
I'm ready to come over there and go look. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I know.
No,
I'll let you in. When you find it, we're going to have to get on the show and tell everybody what happened.
Yeah.
Yes, Debbie.
We'll have a follow-up.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, definitely.
It's exciting,
God, you're
girl.
Making, I'll Good go things. Through those boxes tomorrow.
Okay, there you go.
You're going to have a lot to
be
thankful for.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, goodness.
So it's all good. Everything's good. I see positivity around whatever path just opened for you. So that's good. I haven't talked to you in a while, so I have no idea what you're doing, but it's all good.
Okay,
anything
wonderful.
Else, Claire?
Thank you so much.
Or
no,
do they
no,
all
just...
pull back?
Yeah, I close.
Mom is putting a white rose down. I don't know what that means. We'll have to look up what the meaning of the white rose is, but she's putting down the white rose.
Oh.
And I see it's for you. So maybe go look up the symbolism of the white rose.
Okay.
Because it has something to do with you and her. Okay?
Tell them all I love them and I miss them.
You tell them.
You just,
and you know
just,
what? She's proud.
Did.
She's proud of you. She's proud of you. I don't know what you're doing, but she's very proud of you for what you're doing.
Oh.
I just looked up the white rose, and it says
yes.
that it's a way to communicate your feelings, and it is a sign from the spirit realm.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's going to make me cry. Oh.
It serves as a placeholder
yeah.
for spiritual perfection and earthly chaos. It represents the dualities that exist in life.
Right.
Y'all, we are out of time. How long
All
have we been
good.
Doing this?
Thank you.
Hour and a half. And I just got a ding that we're got down to 90 seconds. This has been such
All
a great
bye.
Show.
Thank you very much.
Thank
you
all.
Wonderful Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Good night. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
If you like the show tonight, let us know. Call 321-417-4309 or email mary@beunique.org to ask how you can sponsor the show. It's simple and doesn't have to cost much at all. Visit beunique.org for even more details. That's BUNEKE.org.
Claire, Elisa, thank you so much. This was a great, great show.
Join the global world changers who already know how Be Unique helps bring together like-minded humans who are making the world a better place. Read the
yeah,
magazine
you can hang up
and blog
anytime
posts,
you want.
Watch our videos, listen to our podcast,
so
and visit our social media from one location, and let's work together. Change tomorrow by finding solutions today.
Good night.
Visit BeUnique.org to learn more. That's BUNEKE.org.
Bye.
We can hang on and talk longer if we wanted to, but it's not necessary. I think it's just me and you again, Jean. So I'm going to end the show and say good night.
Oh, okay. Have a good
evening.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.